Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. Here's your next midweek miracle episode and my guest, Aaron Ryan. I got along with Aaron like crazy, and it's not just because he's into science fiction, which, you know, that did help, but it's also because he is an author, and all of you know pretty much that I got kicked out of the library in eighth grade because I just, you know, couldn't seem to stop reading books. So when I get to interview an author as prolific as Aaron, I jump on top of that. What I think is especially interesting about Aaron is that this writing bug got him when he was really young. When he was in second grade, he was tasked with writing a creative assignment, a fictional book. And I'm getting this from his website. It says, "And thus the Electric Boy was born, a simple novella full of intrigue, fantasy, and seven-year-old wits that kind of, you know, put a fire under Aaron, and he realized, hey, this is what I want to do." We have such a great conversation about AI, about his writing career. He's a voice actor. And then he tells two incredible stories near the end where he survived a near-death experience. And as you'll hear, Aaron is funny. He's wise. He's full of mischief. And I think that's the imagination in him, that trickster energy that's constantly reshaping this universe. So yeah, let's get into it. My interview with the incredibly talented Aaron Ryan.
I wasn't swimming. I was with a friend in 1990, I believe, in Mexico, in Mazatlan. And my friend dared me 20,000 pesos to dive off a rock and swim in the Pacific Ocean out to a little peak that was up above the water. But I dove out, is maybe 100 feet, whatever. I dove out, swam out to the rock, turned around, and I couldn't believe how far away the land looked. Yeah, I was thinking about that. And I think I'd have to say the biggest miracle in my life is twofold. And it is the births of our sons. One is 10 now, one is 6. We started late. And you know, it's a shame that my wife had to bear the terms geriatric and advanced maternal age. You know, it's just so unfair. It's so mean. It's like, come on, she's not a snowflake. She can take it. But it was like, you know, she's in her 30s. She's not in her 60s. Come on. Birth conception is an absolute miracle in and of itself. It feasibly, technically should not even be able to happen. All these, you know, the acids and the amino acids and the proteins and everything have to come. And that's, you know, again, Pixar brain. But the fact that it happens in and of itself is inherently a miracle. To see an older mom have a baby gestate in her womb and carry it to term healthy and have it delivered healthy. And to see that baby now, this one, 10 years old and 6 years old. I mean, the 6 years old was even older, 3.5 years after this one. And she was labeled advanced maternal age for this one. It was very risky getting pregnant. So it's an absolute miracle. And it is just, every day is a miracle with them, because I find you can't plan for how utterly diametrically opposed they are. They are the best of friends, but they are so very different. I mean, likes and unlikes, the opposites attract. They're so very different. And you just can't even plan that. He's a back sleeper. He's a tummy sleeper. He's blonde. He's brunette. He's right brained. He's left brained. How do we plan that? We don't plan that. It's like, well, I'd like to. It's not a menu. You can't check things and order the specific things. And it blows me away. So they in and of themselves are a miracle. The fact that we had them are miracles. I like to also think that that my being here is a miracle, because I remember I came very close to death twice in my life. One was during a windstorm in 1999 in Seattle, and I was driving on what's known as Highway 99. It's in Linwood, north of Seattle, and a very large, I believe it was a cedar. I don't know. I'm not an arborist, but this tree fell over on 99 completely across the highway. not a second after we had passed underneath its decline. We could hear on the roof of my car, what is that? I didn't have a sunroof or anything, but we could hear, well, what is that? Branches and limbs were falling, and the branches were still attached to the tree. You know, the car shuddered, and I hit the gas a little bit more. But this trunk, we could feel the trunk hit the ground and reverberate it in our car. The car went like this, literally looked in my rearview mirror, and this shadow fell across 99 right behind my car. Would have absolutely pancaked my brother and I. And then you wouldn't have the bestseller of Dissonance and, you know, The End and all these fantastic novels that you should run out and buy right away at authoraaronryan.com. I'm sorry, have I said too much? So that's a miracle, right? I can't believe that I survived that. Blew me away. The other one is I was swimming in, or I wasn't swimming. I was with a friend in 1990. I believe in Mexico, in Mazatlan. And my friend dared me 20,000 pesos to dive off a rock and swim in the Pacific Ocean out to a little peak that was up above the water. There was a jellyfish warning. We had seen those signs, but it was like, you know, we don't see any. It's fine. And I'm naturally concerned maybe about sharks, but I'm a dumb kid. I was only 17 years old, I believe, maybe even 16. I can't. No, I was probably 17. But I dove out, is maybe 100 feet, whatever. I dove out, swam out to the rock, turned around, and I couldn't believe how far away the land looked from that little peak. That little peak didn't look so far away, but when I swam out there and turned around, it was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to need, it's a long way. I swam and I tried to ascend the rock. When I got there, the land came down in a precipice that stopped. There was a canal and another outcropping of rocks beyond that, and there was a passage of water. Well, I tried to grab this and I tried to grab that, and I put my leg up there and there like a spider, and I was thrown into the canal from a wave that came in and spun me over. And then I don't know what you call the counter wave, came the other way and then, you know, flipped me back that way and head over heels. And I cannot believe to this day that I didn't bash my head against a rock and get knocked out or something like that. But now there's blood in the water because I'm all scratched up on the rocks, and I had no idea what to do. I got away from there because it's unsafe to ascend. And I thought, it's even further to go around this outcropping and swim back to the beach. It's a miracle that there was a guy there with he didn't speak any English, but he had a life preserver and he threw it out to me, and I got it on, and he and my buddy pulled me up the rock. I stepped on a sea urchin on the way up and got like 30 spines in my feet. Had to have those surgically removed. That was a joy, but God, I can't believe that whole episode that I'm still alive. And it was all for 20,000 pesos, which at the time was like $6.50. It's just so ironic. It's like, he paid me, which is nice. I just want to add that I collected, but it's, that's awful. Just awful.
Yeah.
Miracle.
Babes, that's it for this episode and my conversation with Aaron. There's going to be all sorts of great little links in the episode show notes. Please do click on through to buy one of the books in his series, or heck, even the whole series. I just love what he's doing, mashing up Christianity and science fiction. I also love his generous way of being in the world, which is to say that he's here to create beauty and art and big ideas and share them with us, all while being tolerant and non-judgmental of how others choose to live their lives. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Hit that follow button wherever you listen. And then please rate and review, because I really, honestly, I would love to get more ratings and reviews. That's how other people find this little labor of love of mine. And here we go. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Aaron. Know what you're good at. I mean, Aaron is good at voice acting. He's incredible at writing. He's followed passions of his that kind of were illuminated for him when he was a kid. He's followed this unusual path, and he's committed to his passions. So yeah, be like Aaron and just know what you're good at, live into it, develop that skill that you've got, that kind of heart passion that you've got, and bring your gift to the world. And that, my friends, makes for a beautiful world. See you next time for the very next episode, and I hope that wherever you are in this world, if it's in the Northern Hemisphere, you're staying cool this summer.